Thank you for choosing customer support. My name is Adrian. How can I help you?
My name is Barbara Carlton. I never did get that watch.
Okay. Go ahead.
You need to look it up.
Yes, ma'am. I can definitely look into it, Ms. Barbara, and see what's going on with your watch. And can you verify your shipping address?
14 Willis Avenue, Greenville, South Carolina, 29611.
All right. Thank you. All right. So let me take a look here and see what's going on with your watch, okay?
Okay.
Thank you. And I'm not sure if they told you what the watch is. It does help monitor your blood pressure and oxygen levels. And I'm going to also go ahead and put a 30-day hold on your account to give you time to receive that watch, okay?
Well, honey, I've had time to receive it.
Yeah, that's why I said since you still haven't got it, I'm going to put a hold on your account till you get it, a 30-day hold for you.
What does that mean?
I'm just putting your account on hold. That way you won't be have to worry about any charges or anything for 30 days to give you time to receive the watch and try it out to let us know if you want to continue your account with it.
It's my understanding the watch was free, and I paid the shipping charges.
Hold on, why don't your tracking number even work?
And the first time I ordered it, y'all sent it to way over yonder somewhere in another state.
That's what I'm trying to look at now. They changed the tracking information. Okay, hold on. They probably changed the tracking information. Probably why it's taking some time. Let me see. Okay. All right. I tell you what. Let me get my supervisor to look at your account here. And see what's going on with the tracking, okay?
Please do.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, Miss Barbara, I'm just making sure that you're still there. Okay, we're still looking into your account. Okay.
Okay.
All right, and so my supervisor stated what we're gonna do for you due to the convenience. I'm gonna give you a 50% discount on future orders to your account. Okay, as well.
Okay.
All right. So bear with me one more. I do appreciate your patience.
Okay.
Thank you so much for holding. Okay, so we figured out what it is, the reason why you haven't received it yet, Ms. Barbara. See, what it is when you put in your information for your billing, it had the Alabama address. So, it had Alabama as your state, so that's why.
It is not my state.
Yeah, I fixed it to South Carolina. I fixed it. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to reship it back out to you, okay? Because that's why you haven't got it yet. So that's what was the problem. So
well,
I'm going to get it reshipped.
Let me say something to you. The very first time that I did it, I put my address on it. And it's South Carolina, Willis Avenue, South Carolina, 14 Willis Avenue.
Right.
Greenville, South Carolina. And when they wrote to me and told me it was coming, you know where they'll put address and then billing address.
Yes, ma'am.
They had it from another state, and I didn't send it to another state.
Yeah, that's what it was. It had Alabama. When I looked at further into your account, like your shipping address said South Carolina. That's what's correct. But then your billing address, it had Greenville, Alabama. But it's corrected now, and I'm going to get that sent out to you, okay?
Well, when I called the second time is when I told them it was Greenville, South Carolina, and they said they was sending it then.
Yes, ma'am. I apologize. They must have forgot to update it on your billing part because they updated on your shipping, but they didn't update it on the billing part. So when they got ready to ship it, they were still thinking Greenville, Alabama. It was an error, but I got it fixed for you. And I do have that confirmation number for you if you would like of the update.
Am I supposed to pay something for that watch?
Okay, yes, ma'am. What it is we're giving you 30 days. I've added to your account to try out the watch to see if it's to your liking. And if you want to keep it, then it is let me tell you how much it is after the trial. What kind of watch is it? You got that first one.
You said it's 50% off.
Yes, ma'am, and I've added that. I'm letting you know in just a minute here how much yours would be. Okay, so yours 59. All right, so the total cost would be 29. That's if you want to keep it after you give it a try, because like I said, it's real good for like oxygen level, blood pressure monitoring. It's like all the health needs is on that smartwatch handy for you. And it can
well,
hook up
what
to
I
any
need.
Device. Yes, ma'am. Yeah. So all my a lot of my customers I talk to, they love it. You know, because they got the tracking stuff right there. You know, on their wrist. You know, you just press a button, and you're able to, you know, track all your stuff. So I feel like that's a good watch.
That's exactly what I need.
Yes,
see,
ma'am.
I'm 77 years old, and I've got heart problems, and I need
Oh,
that.
So you definitely need that. Yes, ma'am. So I got your address corrected to the South Carolina instead of Alabama, and I've got that discount applied, and I even gave you more time. That way you could try out the watch, you know, see if it's to your liking, okay?
Okay, what am I supposed to do? Call you back or?
Yes, ma'am. Just call us by June the 9th to let us know, you know, that you received it, you tried it out, you like it. I continue with the $29 purchase or I cancel. Those are your two choices. Come June 9th, okay?
Okay. Will you send it out in a bigger box so they'll bring it to the door or something? I don't want to get it lost.
Yes, ma'am. So what it is, it's going to get put in your mailbox because you, USPS, they bring it. So they're going to put it in your mailbox.
Because I don't want it to get stolen or nothing.
Yeah. So do you have, yes, ma'am. So I said, well, give it about a couple of days and then give us a call. That way we can give you the actual date that it's going to be sent out to you. That way you can be looking out for the mail.
Okay.
Or you can catch your mail lady. Within the next couple of days to let her know that you're going to be receiving the package if she could bring it to you. Because your mail lady is who's going to bring the package.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
I will. Thank you.
You're welcome. No problem. And thank you for choosing customer support, Ms. Barbara. You have
you
a
know,
wonderful rest.
You know, you're doing real good and talking with some sense.
Thank you.
Really, the ones I talked to last was hateful to me.
And I'm so sorry you had the experience that, you know, I try to treat my customers how I always wanted to be treated. You know, I was taught that.
Well, you do real good. But I'm telling you, they had two girls on there, and they just fussed at me just like they didn't believe what I said.
And I'm so sorry you had the experience that. Well, I'm glad you got me and we was able to get you taken care of.
I'm glad I got you, too. What's your name?
It's Adrian.
Adrian. Okay. Okay, now I'm going to give me that. Well, let me write down Adrian. Okay, and he's going to give me a number.
Yes, ma'am. Okay, so that number is going to be R as in Royal 973, C as in Cat, B as in Boy 2938, and B as in Boy. And that's your confirmation number.
We'll call it back for you just a second.
Okay.
R 973. Is that C?
Yes, ma'am.
C B 2938 B as in Boy.
Yes, ma'am, that's correct.
Okay. Okay.
All right, you're good to go and thank you for choosing customer support. You have a good one, okay?
Thank you so much for being so nice to me. Thank you.
You're welcome. No problem. Have a good one.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.